Online Podcast 163.
Hello.
Hi, 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 hi. Happy Monday. Happy Monday and welcome to Online Podcast. Ay, ay, ay. So what happened this weekend? Big stuff happened this weekend. We had Bishop Gumbleton, Bishop Thomas Gumbleton from Michigan here in Kansas City to talk to us about homosexuality and the Catholic Church, like I told you last week on the show. So, as I said, I went there and did a recording, and I was very lucky to be able to do the recording directly from the soundboard. I met with the soundboard guy and asked him if I'm able to just, I brought all the possible cables that I might need, and then finally we went in and actually got the recording done. Am I too loud? Hello? I don't know if I'm too loud. I'm sorry, I'm moving the microphones a whole lot. But this is what you're going to get. excuse me. I burped. I want to say welcome to all the new listeners that I may have sent from this Bishop Gumbleton's talk on Saturday. And I may have met you and handed out my business cards to you, because a lot of people saw that I was doing the recording in the back and asking me if I would be able to put the recording out on the web or somehow to get the recording. Yes, the answer is yes, and I sent you here. This I'm going to be posting the talk itself in its entirety, and then the Q&A also in its entirety, and put it up on the web somewhere. And I'll give you more information as we go on, because I haven't really put together the piece yet. There's just a little tiny bit of editing in the beginning and at the end that I would like to do before I post it up. So it will probably be either this week or next week before I can put it up. Well, I'll try to be able to get at least the main talk part up on the website. Now, I will also be posting this on my show as well, meaning if you are subscribed to this show, you will actually get the speech automatically. But on my show, the reason why I want to break that up into two pieces was because, or two separate chunks, was because I would like to interject my own opinion with what Bishop Gumbleton talked about, and also, give my own perspective on things, and which is just like today, I'll be playing a part of the recording today, but then I'll continue playing a big chunk on Thursday, this coming Thursday, and as well as next Thursday. So if you want to listen to all that, if you're subscribed to this show, if you're just a regular listener, then just keep on doing what you're doing, subscribe to the show, and you will get all those pieces. And the reason why I want to give you a little bit of a background is because some people may think that this is a Catholic talk. It doesn't concern me. That may be true, and that's part of the reason why I want to make it very clear that I am Catholic and I am also gay. And this is the very issue that I've been struggling since I knew that I was different. I knew that I am not like all my peers who, like, I want to say brothers, but my brother's also gay. So that's not going to work. So I'm not like my peers, like my friends who are, I just know that I'm different at a pretty young age. I would say maybe about 10 years old. First of all, I didn't even know what homosexuality is at that age, but I just knew that I was different. I am different from the other boys. There are things that they do that I do not like to do and find that very intimidating, like sports. And I don't want to perpetuate stereotype too. I mean, there are gay men who are very athletic, but I'm not one of them. So I know that I was different, and I've always been struggling with that myself since I knew that that I liked men. I like men. I still do. Lots! And so that will be what you get to hear. I don't know why. It sounded a little bit weird. I hope the audio is okay. But this is what you'll get to hear in Bishop Gumbleton's talk. He talked about lots of things, obviously, and you get to hear that, but I just want to kind of give you a little bit of my take on a few things. He's going to be, so that you know, if you feel like, oh, that's too churchy and you want to skip that, you can. But I really strongly suggest that you listen to what Bishop Gumbleton has to say, because it's very encouraging, it's very empowering, especially if you have gay children, if you are parents of gay children, if you are gay yourself and have been and you have been struggling with homosexuality and the whole conflicting ideas of why does the church teach me that being gay is an abomination, and at the same time, I'm gay. I'm living a life as a gay, honest gay person, rather than I would say those pretend. I don't. The interesting thing is, there is this one guy at the end of the talk came up and talked about his leaving the homosexuality. He used to be gay. He was a convert, and then he turned into. Then he's able to let go of his homosexuality with the acceptance of Catholicism. All power to him. Maybe it works for him. I don't want to pass judgment because I don't know. It may really work for him, or he may be in such big, great homo denial that he is completely thinking that he has actually overcome it. But at the same time, I don't want to pass judgment because, you know, either maybe he's bisexual, maybe I do believe that you are born who you are, but also at the same time, you can choose to act on it. You whether choose to accept it and look at the fact and look at the truth, or you can choose to hide it, or choose to ignore it, or choose to decide or choose to stay dishonest and continue living your life with lies and cover-ups with marriages, cover-ups with girlfriends, cover up with more things that might be even more harmful. So this is kind of like, I may not even go into the show at all today. Depends on the time. I just want you to know, even if you are not Catholic, even if you do not believe in religion, I have listeners from all over the world, and some are Christians, some are not. Some are religious, some are not, some are spiritual, and some just do not care. But I do encourage you to listen to, if I don't think it's good, I'm not going to put it on my show. I would just then, you know, put it on a separate feed on my website, and you can just go download that. But no, I do think that it's a very powerful piece that Bishop Gumbleton gave us this last Saturday, especially if you have gay children, and if you stumble upon this website by accident, you will definitely like the two shows that I'll be posting this Thursday as well as next Thursday. I'll probably start with some today. And I just want to let people know so that if you find this offensive, some people may find the teaching of the Catholic Church just teaching to be offensive to some people in a certain aspect of things. And if you don't want to listen, that's fine too. But I just want to encourage you to do so, because if I want to encourage my straight listeners to be accepting and also to help us achieve equality, not only in the church, but also in the world, in the society around us, and then I just don't think that it's too hard for an atheist or somebody who believes in someone who believes in a different religion or you know, spiritual teaching or whatever you want to call it, to look at the perspective of a bishop. Now, he is 70 some years old. I believe he's 76 years old or 77 or becoming 77. I'm not quite sure on that, but I know that he's definitely past 75 because he's retired and he was not allowed by the church to continue doing what he's doing. And for obvious reason, wink, wink. And it is very comforting. It's very comforting. This is what I feel. It's very comforting for people who are like us growing up as Catholics, being taught that we are the sin. We are the walking sin. We are we being gay itself is an abomination. That itself is such a big wound. It's like sticking a knife into your heart and twist around and pull it out and re-step and twist around and then pour vinegar and salt in it, in the wound. Because to tell somebody that you are a disorder, you are a sin, can you imagine those words coming out from Jesus? If you are a Catholic, if you are a Christian, if you believe in Jesus' teaching, do you think that Jesus would ever utter that word? And obviously, Jesus never, ever mentioned anything according to scripture. So this is just background for the next several shows to the, especially those who are not Christians and those who are not Catholic believers, because there will be things that Bishop Gumbelton talk about that you may not agree because of the catechism teachings by the Catholic Church, and you don't have to agree on that, but there are a lot of stuff that I think you can pick up that is in general good to know, because I for instance, I still want to find out, I want to know why people are attacking us. I want to know why people think that it is so bad. I want to know what the cause of somebody's hatred, so that I can know how to counteract that. And so some people, it might just be ignorance. Some people's could be their teachings that, you know, they were taught. And if I had to struggle with my own sexuality because of what I was taught, I would at least have to respect other people's struggle to accept me. But that does not give them any right to discriminate against us or treat us not as an equal citizen or equal peers in the church. For those people who do not like religion and just completely ignore it, you know, if now is not the good time, come back and listen to this the talk that Bishop Gumbelton has to say. He is wonderful, and I think that he's going to provide a lot of people, and hopefully through what he says, you know, what I do is just reposting what he said, but maybe somebody out there someone out there who is struggling with the religion and yourself, God and you, and wanting some kind, because you know lots, you just in your head you just know why is this so, it feels so, it is so right for you. Being gay is so normal, and being gay is so a part of me that you cannot believe that why the church is teaching it this way. So if you are having that struggle, listen to what Bishop Gumbleton has to say, and it's a very, very empowering talk, and also informative. And that said, I also think that some people in our group who went there this morning, some of us already know that. I discovered, well, it's not like I'm, you know, all hoo-hoo, I'm better than other people. It's just that the moment, all through the struggles, the moment I accepted myself, meaning the day that I came out to myself, so-called, whatever, you know, I should have known. I knew, but due to some repressed or suppressed feelings and thoughts and deep denial, I pushed that away, pushed the thought away. So the day that it was near Christmas, and I think I talk about this on my show as well, it was close to Christmas, and I was in church talking, and it was like right before, it's like on the 23rd, I believe, so before Christmas Eve, I was talking to my brother on the phone, and we came out to each other, and that moment was so powerful, so strong. I mean, it's just the fact that the mere liberation, that feeling of the of all those pressure and all those weight that I carried with me all these years is just simply lifted, all gone. And it was so clear the next night when I went to church for Christmas Eve, I saw gay couples everywhere in the church. Everything was in color. It's like, you know, the whole 22 years of your life is in black and white, and all of a sudden everything was in Technicolor. Or it's more like, no, actually, to me, it's like everything was in a total blur until I came out, accepted myself, and everything was sharp now. I can see things clearly. And so that was my sort of turning point of being able to be myself and comfortably be myself and still be involved in church. There are churches, and Bishop Gumbleton will talk about this too, there are churches out there that you feel a little bit more gay-friendly. And there are churches, Catholic churches, that I'm talking specifically about Catholic churches. And there are Catholic churches out there that you just know that, oh my God, they are going to maybe stone me if I continue coming to this church. And if they know about my homosexuality, they may actually stone me. Not really, but maybe. So that's why I go to Guardian Angels in Westport, because it feels like home, because you see real people there. You see all sorts of people there. You see gay people, you see straight people, you see straight, especially good to see straight people who are embracing gay people wholeheartedly. I see, you know, couples this morning, parents, mothers, fathers, and it is so a wonderful thing to see. When that happens, oh my gosh, I've been yakking for like 20 minutes before I even play anything. So, I don't know if maybe I should just not. I'm still deciding whether or not I should do that live, meaning I'll play the recording and then talk about it. And also, Bishop Gumbleton also shared some of his personal experience. His brother is gay, and you'll hear about that too in detail. And it's amazing how one person can help another person to be somebody completely different, pull out the best in him through just one person's story. And you know what I mean when you hear about why Bishop Gumbleton is the way he is, believes in the things he believes today because of his gay brother. You get to hear it in the talk. And that's the whole reason why I think I'm doing this. Not just because, you know, it's fun for me and I like technology and all that stuff, but, you know, this is going to go out there and I don't share individual or personal emails, some of the personal emails that I receive. I receive many personal emails from Malaysia people from Malaysia talking to me as the first person that they came out to, or, you know, beside the person that they're seeing right now, and all those case story that you listened. Besides Case spoke, and several other people wrote to me because of that. And as long as there's one person out there, I think we're using the technology wisely. So I will be talking to Kay pretty soon also. I you know, just made an appointment with him to do another recording. So we'll check in on Kay. For those of you who did not listen to Kay's story, you can, you know, search Kay's story in the archive and listen to Kay's story about his struggle. And not just in the church, but in the society where he is right now, which is in Malaysia. So I'm gonna maybe start playing the talk a little bit, and then I will find a good point to stop whenever I have anything to say, and also maybe find a good place to stop for this Monday show, and then we will continue listening to it on Thursdays. I believe maybe two Thursdays should be sufficient for me to play out all the an hour long talk, and then we'll also talk about the Q&A, the question and answer at the end of the show, of the talk. And, you know, should I play the talk or should I? Maybe, you know what? Maybe I'll just do that on Thursday because there are other things that I want to talk about. And I'm kind of like ruining the mood. So while this is happening, and a lot of you know, Bruce and I have been together for 8 years, and he is right now, on vacation with a couple of his friends. I was unable to go because I couldn't get enough vacation time because I'm saving up some time for my parents when they're here. And so this is a total change of topic, you know. So when I came home and he left, he went and said goodbye and, you know, give me a big hug and kisses and all that. And at my work before he left. And this was last week. And Friday is when he left. And then when I came home, he left a bunch of stickies of I love you, I love you. And this is kind of sappy. We have different ways of saying I love you. It's just silly things that we say. And it's through times, if you've been together 8 years and you'll probably like make up stuff. And we have different ways of saying I love you. So he put stickies of I love yous, of different kinds of I love yous, everywhere on the house, in the medicine cabinet. I open up there and it's on the mirror. I mean, in fact, I'll take a picture too. There's a sticky on the mirror in the bathroom, and there's a sticky on the security alarm button place that I came home. I was like, oh, that is so sweet. And then I walk around and open up the cabinet, and it'll be in there. It is so sweet. So I just thought that I would share that with you. He's not a extremely romantic person. He is romantic, but he's not extremely he's not extremely romantic and not extremely like surprises. But he does that for me, so, you know, it feels even more special when he does that. So. And I'm also lighting my pride candle. I'm calling it my pride candle. My sweet cotton by soy candles by Phoebes.com that you can go visit and purchase candles. And my friend, I ordered my friend in New York a couple of candles just to say thanks because he let me stay in his apartment when I was there in New York a few weeks ago. And he got his and he really liked it too. And I want to once again say thank you to my Kip for sending me the candles. And because of that purchase, and he said, oh, I'll send you some sample too. Wonderful. Thank you so much. I really, really like it. Every time I come into the studio, I light it up and the whole room smells gently, not overpowering, but gently cottony sweet. So it's been wonderful. In fact, I can actually smell on the way coming in. It's not strong, but it's there, but it's mild. So I really like it that it's not like stinky glade smell. So, oh my gosh, I can really talk, can't I? And I know I probably repeat myself like 10,000 times on this one thing. Now, if there's one thing that I want to emphasize, I keep repeating it. That's really bad, but you know, whatever. So I think I will probably just go into the talk on Thursday, and I'll make that only on Thursdays so that my Monday shows would still just be me giving you reports of my daily lives and stuff like that. Oh, and by the way, do you guys remember Brad from AF Chicago, which is Asian and Friends Chicago, afchicago.org, I guess. He is... He sent me an email. He also sent me a audio feedback as well. Oh no, not AF Chicago, Asian and Friends. Oh goodness, what is this? Oh, .org. I went to .com and it's this like Alliance Francois de Chicago. .org. So afchicago.org. And in fact, he met. This last Saturday, he got to meet Mr. Sulu from Star Trek. As we all know, he's a big Kamo, right? He's fairly recently came out. He'll be at the Chicago Pride, Gay Pride Parade, this past weekend. A lot of people actually celebrated New York too, and happy Pride to all of you. And, with this, we will actually kick off a different kind of pride within the church. And I also met several people at the talk today. And that would be a good point to wrap up things. I met several people whom I am totally in agreement with on the frustration of what's going on with the Kansas City St. Joseph Diocese here the Greater Kansas City area. The bishop, I have mentioned and said this many times, I have decided not to sing for the diocese because of the bishop's leadership. His leadership is not in tune with me. From him, his whole administration, just like the Bush administration, he and his people have been cutting jobs, pulling back all the layperson's jobs in church to be replaced by priests. And also at the same time, there is this article, a Kansas City Star article, that talked about Joe, who is the Heartland Men's Chorus, which is the Kansas City Gay Men's Chorus director, and I've been singing with him. I think he started when I first joined the chorus. So we both started at the same time. Of course, I don't join anymore because I work part-time in the evenings now. He's also a music director at St. Agnes here in Kansas City. And did you know just recently what happened was, he was given almost like an ultimatum that if you would like to continue your doing what you're doing in this church, you just have to pledge celibacy and say that you're not going to you can be gay but quietly and don't act on it, meaning don't have sex. And he has a partner. Don't have sex. And is that just from jealousy from the priests and bishops? Because they have to be celibate, and so they make all those gay people be celibate too. And and part of the reason why I warn people today that, you know, I'm not representing any group. I'm just myself, meaning I say whatever the hell I want, and I say whatever the crap I want, and I don't use me as a good example of good Catholic. Please don't, of those of you, especially those of you whom I met today. I'm just being me, you know, I'm just honest being me. So they gave him an ultimatum, pretty much. And hopefully I'll be able to find the article and then put a link on this show's show notes as well. So he's pretty much being told, if you want, and of course he's the director of the Kansas City Gay Men's Chorus, the Heartland Men's Chorus, and how can he not be gay in public when he's a director of the Kansas City Gay Men's Chorus? And of course, even so, being asked and say, unless you pledge celibacy and don't promote gay lifestyle, or otherwise you cannot continue doing what you're doing in this church. So he left. So he did not renew his contract because good for him. Yay, bravo for Joe. It just shows you how bad it's become. And Kansas City's diocese used to be the most progressive ones. We actually have a diocese spot, you know, the diocese, Kansas City St. Joseph's Diocese, actually sponsored HOPE, which is the gay and lesbian GLBT support group. And we actually meet at the cathedral, and now they still meet at the cathedral, but obviously it's not being blessed by the bishop anymore, because he's going to start this whole what is it called, courage thing, the, you know, conversion of gay people. If you believe, they will turn homosexuals into heterosexuals with the touch of a magic wand. Ignorance, I tell you, ignorance. And ignorance and denials. Two horrible combinations. And which I saw today at the thing. Well, not today, it's the Saturday, which I saw Saturday. And I'll play that Q&A for you. It's very interesting. And the way he questioned, the way he says and read the question too, is almost telling you, like, I know I'm a minority because I'm able to change and I came out from homosexuality. Woohoo! Okay, I'm judging. Yeah, I just find that very hard to believe. It may work for him. He may not be completely gay, or I don't know. But you know, it's easy for me to just be judgmental, and I shouldn't. But you know, what can I say? But thank you for listening. And if you got this show, and if you're hoping to listen to Bishop Gumbleton's talk, come back on Thursday. I will post it on there on Thursday, and I'll chop it up into two separate pieces this Thursday and next Thursday, and maybe insert some of my own comments before and after, or maybe on my Monday show. So I don't know yet. I haven't edited the piece together yet. So I will also put up the show in its entirety and post it up on the website so that people can go and listen to it, or just grab that file for their own usage, because I do think that it's a wonderful thing for people to have those information, because you don't get to hear that, even though according to the church's teaching, we were supposed to be embracing and accepting gay people as they are. And in this article by the bishops committee, gave out this thing, article called "Always Our Children: A Pastoral Message to Parents of Homosexual Children and Suggestions for Pastoral Ministers." They clearly talk about embracing homosexuals, even though it says that regardless, you know, all those good things that we say about you have to embrace gay people, you still cannot have sex, which is really oxymoron. So you in that article, it's stated clearly that they have to embrace gay people in the community in participating in the church's, you know, ceremony and everything. We have to do that, but you know, this new bishop comes in, and obviously he's not he doesn't read the this always our children, obviously, you know, being so homophobic and being a bigot. And I call him a bigot, and I, you know, I don't care. He can actually issue me a statement and refuse communion for me, and I would not have any problem, because my relationship with God is me and God through the church, but not necessarily have to be from this bishop. So I really think that he is wrong. You know, the bishop is wrong. He is a homophobic, mega homophobic. And also, you know, because of that, he's just a bigot. I'm just not compromising anymore. You know, if you don't believe, if you don't understand me, if you don't accept me because I'm gay, you are a bigot. I you know, I don't care. And I, you know, I said that lovingly, if that is possible, because I remember at one time I was so hateful. I hated the bishop so much because of all those things that he's been doing since he took office. And but I was wasting so much energy, and I thought that, oh my gosh, I'm wasting all this energy hating him. I might as well just turn those energy into something productive, which makes me vocal. That's when I decided that I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to speak about it. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to have people talk about it. I'm going to talk to gay parents and also talk to, like, you know, go to and record Bishop Gumbleton's talk. I would love to talk to him, though. He is a wonderful person, and I would love to be able to talk to him. I don't know if I would ever have the opportunity, but because I have questions. I have questions that I would like to talk to people who have knowledge about homosexuality, like which passage, which sentence in the Bible that tells or say that. I know there's this few articles here and there. I don't really know. I'm a bad Christian for not knowing a lot of my Bible. But I'm one of those spiritual kind that live through my heart, and I just listen to people reading me my gospel. But really, I don't think there's any gay reference in the gospel. It's probably in the Old Testament that has that. So if anybody has those information that they would like to talk about on the show, especially those of you that I met today, if you have those information, I would really want to talk to somebody who has all those basic, I don't want to say the name, though, but you know who you are. You'll be going to San Francisco to study theology, and so I would love to talk to you about that. What makes people use those, you know, few instances to attack homosexuals? What is the cause? Because I want to know it, so that I want to know it clearly, not just kind of like what I know right now, which is pretty vague, and I'm too lazy to do the research. And I thought that, you know, if I do the homework while I'm on the show, while the recorder is recording, maybe I'll be learning along with all my listeners instead of just me reading and talk about it. So if you know anybody in the Catholic Church especially, I'd like to hear which part in the Bible that says that homosexuality is wrong. I know the whole part of, the whole, I don't even want to butcher it. I just know that there's two articles that I know of that refer to the act. And in fact, Bishop Gumbleton talked about it too. So actually, there are some education that I got from that, but I would like to have more of those from somebody or from him directly, if I can get him on the show again. He talked about that too. So if you want to understand some of the reason why people use the Bible to attack us, the homosexuals, you should then listen to it. I think it should probably come on the second part. But anyway, I'm going long, very long. So I just want to say thank you again for listening to those of you who endure my churchiness, my talk about me and my church, which is the Catholic Church. Thank you so much for doing so, and I encourage you to listen to the rest of the show of this Bishop Gumbleton's talk as well. If you want any more information, you can email me at online@gmail.com, or you can also send your voicemail to 206-888-JOHN, and also you can actually go to my website onlinepodcast.com and actually leave a voice comment using the MyChingo little gadget on the right hand side. You can find that out about, if you are a podcaster and if you want to learn more about MyChingo, you can go to mychingo.com and then give me some feedback about this. And I'm sure there are several people out there who probably find this interesting. There might be several of you who might find this too churchy, and you've wanted to skip ahead. That's totally fine. But I'm just doing this because this is a part of me. You know, if I'm going to talk about my burp, my belching, and my whatever that I talk about usually on my show, which is pretty much nothing, you would then probably want to hear my struggle with the church and also what the church has become today, what the church will possibly be in the future, and what can we do at this moment. And I'll talk to you all about it maybe on the next two shows, about the groups that I talk to that I think will help us achieve changes here in Kansas City, or at least do something. You know, don't stay quiet and be lazy and just let other people do the work. Maybe you should stand up and do something and make a difference. So thank you for listening. Don't forget to smile. Talk to you later. Bye.